Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. We're in a very special period of time. We are in the month of Hajj. The month of Zilhijjah is a very important month, a very important time. It is also one of the four months of Haram, or the forbidden months, in which, as we know, during the time of Jahiliyyah or the time of ignorance, it was forbidden for people to fight. It was a time where people would kind of get on with their own things. It is also the month where we as Muslims, if we have the ability to do so, to partake in the divine pilgrimage, the compulsory pilgrimage for some, to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the holy city of Mecca, and to visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family members in the city of Medina. The divine pilgrimage of Hajj, where we, you know, make the objective of our being during that particular time only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is nothing else that should be the objective. In the coming days, you know, inshallah, we have the ability and the opportunity to sit and read the dua of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arafah, and so on and so forth. So this is a very important time, my dear brothers and sisters. And there are certain, you know, secrets behind these actions that we do that hopefully, inshallah, the book that we hope to introduce to you will elucidate and try to show you some of these secrets. Inshallah, until our next segment, please stay tuned.
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك لا شريك لك
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
إن الحمد
إن الحمد
والنعمة
والنعمة
لك والملك
لك والملك لا شريك.
Welcome back to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We have been discussing Hajj being at this moment in time in the month of Zilhijjah, and saying that Hajj is not just a ritual gathering. No, there are certain objectives, secrets, you know, things that are behind that particular ritual that a person does. The book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled Secrets of the Hajj. It is written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma, Sheikh Hussein Mazahiri, who is one of the great scholars who are currently residing in the city of Isfahan. He is also the head of the seminary in Isfahan. The book obviously was in Farsi and translated into English by Sheikh Salim Bimji, and was published by the Islamic Humanitarian Service, or IHS, which is based in Canada. The book begins with a brief biography of the author by Brother Salim Bimji, or Sheikh Salim Bimji. So he describes the author, his biography, and so on and so forth. He then introduces the book. And then the book, which is not a very big book, it is a small book, more like a booklet, describes the three stages of Hajj. And he goes into it, where inshallah we will be mentioning the first stage of the Hajj when we read a section from this book. What is also good about this book is that it provides a visual of the certain places a person will go to while performing the Hajj. For example, around the Kaaba, there are certain historical places, positions of important things. For example, the footprint of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and so on and so forth, or what is known as the Maqam al-Ibrahim, and other places around the Kaaba, so such as the Zamzam, and the certain doors that a person can exit from, enter from, and so on and so forth. The author sketches out Jannatul Baqi, where the graves are, who is buried where, and then also the city of Mecca in a larger scale. So this is the contents of the book. And inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of this very beautiful and concise book by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Madahiri. Inshallah, please stay tuned.
All across ocean it lives, incumbent on all men is the pilgrimage to Mecca, fifth pillar of Islam, in the footsteps of Muhammad, the last prophet of Allah. Bow down, bow down and praise Allah. First sight of the Kaaba, break down, break down, break down and praise Allah. Bow down, bow down and praise Allah. First sight of the Kaaba. Bow down and praise Allah. Mecca, Mecca, Mukarrama. Break down, break down and praise Allah.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We have been currently discussing the book Secrets of Hajj by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Madahiri, the current head of the Hawza in Isfahan and a great scholar. In this book, he discusses Hajj in terms of stages, in terms of how a person should approach Hajj, and not just in terms of the rituals, but in terms of preparation for that particular spiritual journey that a person should do. What are the steps? And he breaks it down into three stages. Also, it is important to note that this is a very brief book. And these stages, if a person really wanted to, could break it down even further. So he writes the first stage of the Hajj. In the first stage, above all other things, that which is the most important is repentance, tawbah, and to be vigilant. The meaning of repentance is to shun all devils and all forms of despotism and turn back towards Allah. It means to disregard one's wishes, low desires, and the lower soul, al-nafs al-ammara, and proceed towards spirituality and the higher qualities of a human being, completing all that was performed in the past, such that there is no responsibility or obligation between Allah and His creations on the person's shoulders. The person leaves his city in such a state that not a single person is upset with him, except, of course, the devil, Shaitan. The meaning of being vigilant is that one focuses his attention on the grandeur and majesty of the house of Allah. He focuses on the fact that it is the creator and maintainer of the universe that has given him this opportunity to perform the Hajj. He focuses on the fact that on this journey he must not allow anyone or anything to aggravate him. He focuses on the fact that if he performs a Hajj that is accepted, then without doubt he has reached to that level which mankind was created to reach to, the level of meeting Allah and the level of true worship. He focuses on the importance of performing all those things which are obligatory to perform, such as the Salah, etc. Inshallah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
الذين يستمعون